The former president speaks. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Trump addressing a crowd at a political rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Saturday night. Just 2 days before, President Biden condemned MAGA Republicans in his speech in Philadelphia.
His speech was hatred and anger. By the way, the next morning he forgot what he said. You saw that. They asked him about, I didn't think I said that, did I? Oh, no. How'd you like the red lighting behind him like the devil?
The former president endorsing Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano and Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. A Tupelo, Mississippi airport employee now in custody after stealing a plane and threatening to crash it into a local Walmart. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
Corey Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making a terroristic threat after taking the private plane just after 5 a.m. and subsequently threatening to crash it into a local Walmart, which was then evacuated. Patterson also posted an apparent suicide message on social media several hours later while flying over the area. Patterson eventually landed in a field. Tupelo Mayor Tom Jordan praised the efforts of emergency responders.
No one was injured. The suspect is now in custody. He will get the help he needs.
Local law enforcement does expect him to face federal charges as well.
Patterson did have some flight training, but is not a licensed pilot. NASA once again canceling its launch of its massive moon rocket Artemis 1 Saturday morning. NASA Press Secretary Jackie McGinnis explains why this happened.
This morning, NASA waved off the Artemis 1 launch attempt after teams encountered a liquid hydrogen leak while filling propellant into the core stage of the SLS rocket. Unfortunately, the team wasn't able to troubleshoot the issue today.
Another launch attempt is expected in October. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez discussing on Fox News Live how drugs like fentanyl are smuggled into the U.S. through his state.
They figured out how to create and manufacture fentanyl, so they ship the migrants through, and then all the Customs and Border Protection agents go to one area, then they're shipping, you know, more of this fentanyl through other areas and getting by. And by the way, that's more than enough to kill everybody in the United States, you know, many times over.
Marine patrols will have their work cut out for them at New York beaches during the holiday weekend. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Long Island, New York.
It's been busy out here, and it will be throughout the holiday weekend. So they're ramping up patrols not only for the sharks, but also for possibly impaired boaters here on Long Island. It's been beautiful weather. So with that, police say expect crowded and choppy waterways. Patrols have been out in full force throughout the weekend. We went out with the Nassau County Marine Bureau, and they were patrolling the Atlantic Ocean just off of Long Island here. They have about 50 officers that keep a close eye out for sharks. Also, people driving recklessly and boaters in distress. Last year, there were 658 boating fatalities nationwide, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. As police keep a lookout for boaters operating under the influence, others are remaining vigilant.
Fans will finally be able to purchase beer at the FIFA World Cup.
FIFA announced Saturday that it has struck a deal with World Cup organizers to allow the sale of beer to soccer fans at stadiums and fan zones across Qatar. Fans attending the Global Men's Soccer Tournament later this year will be allowed to buy Budweiser beer within the 8 stadium compounds before and after matches, and during evenings only at the official fan festival in downtown Doha. Alcohol sales will not take place at concourse concession stands, though more embracing of alcohol than other Muslim-majority countries in the Middle East. East, Qatar was forced to relax its policies to accommodate spectators and FIFA's longtime partnership with AB InBev, the brewers of Budweiser, as the official beer of the World Cup.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.